Your ethnic origin does have a lot to do with how you're going to potentially wrinkle. So, for example, if you're Irish or you're Scandinavian or you're any of the very fair-skinned ethnic backgrounds, you want to be conscious of that and very early on be doing the right things for sun protection because your skin is a lot more photosensitive. If you think about the origins of those ethnic groups, they were in areas that didn't have, they were in mountains, didn't have a lot of sun exposure. They were white because of that. Those of us, I speak for myself, my mom who's Mediterranean or, Aura who's sitting here, and we have that in our backgrounds. And they were exposed to the closer to the equator, exposed to lots of sun, so the skin has a lot more melanin in it. And so but we also tend to have oilier skin than someone who's really fair. So we tend to have less wrinkles as time goes on, simply because there's enough oil to sort of keep that skin lubricated. So genetically, it impacts you, but it does not determine the outcome. If you're being proactive to know that that's the skin type you have, and you're doing the right things to ensure you're supplementing your skin with the things that it needs. So, for example, great sun protection if you're the lighter skin types. I mean, you should all have great sun protection, but you need it more than anyone. Secondly, making sure your skin stays properly hydrated so that it doesn't dry out and those conditions. And then most importantly, resurfacing on a regular basis so that cell turnover stays high.